There's a lovely track there by Beekeeper. Also, they go by BKPR, not to be confused by the Winnipeg band Beekeepers, which I accidentally played, which sound strange. All right, next up is Jordan Klassen, who will be performing at the Fringe Festival Friday, September 7th at 10:30 p.m. And he sounds fantastic, and I shall leave you with this. This is the Discorder Show, and next up we have Anita B., with Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and it'll get funky, so stay tuned and enjoy. And remember, Maxine on Main tomorrow, day after, and the 18th, and it'll be a fun time. Check out all the latest Maxine info and amazing photos to be shown. Just go to citr.ca and look it up. Enjoy.
In the sky, shake the window. Now I was like you, and the sun came down, and the dust blew around over me. Come beside me with the pen in your hand, and your hand in my hand. Go to me, 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 go to me. Go to me, go to me. Let me give, let me talk, let me live in your pillow. Kill your fear, whisper words in your ear. Like your kites in a box, at your boats, in the docks, and you're sleeping. Oh, you got nothing, you got nothing on me. That's the best place that you'll ever be. Come beside me with the pen in your hand, and your hand in my hand. Go to me. I was like you, and the sun came down, and the dust blew around over me. Come beside me with the pen in your hand, and your hand in my hand. Go to me, 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 go to me. Go to me, 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 go to me.
ITR and Discorder Magazine present real live action as part of Magazine on Main 2012. Join us on Thursday, August 16th at the Western Front, located at 303 East 8th Avenue near Main Street, for an exhibition of photography featuring Discorder contributors from the past 12 issues. The event runs from 8:30 to 11 p.m. with live music and food. And be sure to check out more magazine events from August 16th to 18th all across Vancouver to support local writers, artists, and musicians. Day passes are only $10. For more information and to buy tickets, go to magazineonmain.com.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B., and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. and I am here with you all until 8 o'clock. So welcome, welcome, welcome. This is where Canadian music is played. Yes, it is. So I was looking through our new music. I was looking through our list of new CDs or stack of new CDs, whatever. And I'm a massive fan of Metric, the band out of Toronto. And I noticed that we have actually two of the same new copies of Synthetica, but filed under different numbers. So one is CD 448 and one is CD 531. So I'm thinking somebody really wants us to play them. No, it's all good. So, by the way, if you are the music director here at CITR, I'll email you just to give you a heads up. All right. So, Metric has a new CD out. Yes, of course. It's called Synthetica. And what was I going to say about it? Well, who are Metric? And if you are, you've been living under a rock, I'll tell you that Metric have been around for a long time. And they are headed by Emily Haynes and out of Toronto. Actually, you know what? They were out of Toronto. Let me just quickly give you a little bit more here on Metric and not Metric System. You can see how well organized I am here. They were founded in Toronto back in 98. I mean, that's a long time. Yes, a long time. And they are Emily Haynes, James Shaw, Joshua Winstead, and Jules Scott Key. Now, this is a little bit of interesting trivia about Emily Haynes. She was actually born in India, so she was born in New Delhi, but raised in Ontario, and she has dual citizenship as far as Canadian and American of all things. Her parents are American, so. And she's also the daughter of a poet. His name is Paul Haynes. So there you go. She's from the Toronto area, Etobicoke. And what else can I say? I think they moved out of Toronto and then moved back. Yes. They were, if I'm not mistaken, in New York City. Let's see. And I think they're still back out of Toronto. All right, so without me making any more mistakes and going on about things that I'm not perfectly aware of, let's just listen to them. How about we do that? So we're going to hear this song. We're going to hear this song, Lost Kitten, which is track number 6. And I'm getting that going, and I think we're good. All right, so enjoy the music. This is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Metric.
Just should fall hard and
All right, folks, I am back. My name is Anita B, and that was Frog Eyes. Yes, it was. Frog Eyes out of Victoria. I play them a lot because I love them, and you can't blame me. So there you go. From their album, Tears of the Valedictorian, we heard the song Idle Songs. Yes, we did. All right, so what else can I tell you? We heard something from Vancouver band Hot Panda. And they have a new album out. They are on Mint Records. And the album is called Go Outside. And let me tell you who they are. First of all, they are Chris Connolly, Megan Campbell, Heath Parsons, and Catherine Hiltz. And the song we heard is One in the Head, One in the Chest. All right. And then we started this whole show, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, off with the band Metric. They have a new album out. It is called Synthetic Something. Hold on. I just have to run back. I am kind of... what's it called? I'm sort of running a little ragged here. Oh, it's called Synthetica. Synthetica. Because there's two things going on. So normally here at the station, you have to do something called a playlist, which is all good. I do that all the time. But it's also So Can... ugh, what a nightmare. It's So Can Logging Week, or whatever you want to call it. So Can Radio Log Forms Need to Be Filled Out. Which means I'm doing two lists, and since this show here, folks, is all Canadian music, yes it is, I have to fill out every single song twice on two different lists, and not only do I have to write it out twice, but I have to record the song like length. Plus, who was the official writer of the song? So, for example, you may not know this. Maybe you do, maybe you don't. But let's say there's a band called, I don't know, Gumball. Now, sometimes the band Gumball, sometimes the band itself comprised of what we call Gumball, they were the ones who wrote the song. So you have to figure out, was it the band as a whole that wrote the song? Or was it Joe Schmo, the head writer of Gumball? And sometimes you have multiple songwriters in bands, so you have to look all that stuff up, and then you have to track that down and try to figure that out. And then before you know it, song's over and you don't even know what you're going to play next. So this is where I'm at right now. So wish me luck. I have another hour and 10 minutes of, I don't know, trying to catch up to the music with all this working going on. And, it's all good. It's all good. But, I will be glad when this week is over. All right. But the weather is gorgeous. Let me just stop talking and let's find out what our weather forecast here is. And let me take a look here. Oh, yes. Okay. So it is currently in the city of Vancouver. What is it? Let me tell you. Let's see. Currently 25 degrees, which is beautiful. It's very lovely for 6:51 on a... on an evening in the summer. And the low tonight, just to let you know, is 16. And tomorrow, so here's our forecast for the next 3 days. So tomorrow's Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, not a cloud according to the forecast in the sky. Isn't that great? With highs between 26 and 27. So tomorrow, high of 27. Friday, high of 27. Saturday, high of 26. And I was out with my daughter today over at Maple Grove Pool. And oh, it's just beautiful. Like just intense sunshine, not a cloud in the sky. And when you're over there by the water, it feels cool. But I guess if you're in the valley or further inland, it was hot today. So, or it is hot. Not the past tense. It is hot currently. Now, here's some historical data in case you're curious. The maximum high for this day ever was 23.6 degrees. Wow. Hey, it looks like we hit the high. Yeah, interesting. Yes. Now, the normal high at this time of the year is 22 degrees. So we're well above that. And the minimum, the average overnight low is 13. So get ready, get the fans out, sleep downstairs, wherever you can go to be cool because it's going to be hot out tonight. And I'll give you some sunrise and sunset info as well. The sun is rising currently at 6:05 and it is now setting at 8:29. There you go, folks. Now you've been all weathered up and it's time to listen to some more Canadian music. How does that sound? Sounds good to me. Yes, it does. Now, I'm going to be having to play some long songs so I can get all this stuff recorded. What do we got here? I got a lot of new stuff. There's a lot of cool new stuff here at the station, which is good. Let's hear something Mode Moderne. Let's listen to these guys. These guys are good. These guys are local, and they have a new album out, and it is called Strange Bruises. Oh, I remember those things. Mystery bruises after night out. You're like, oh, what happened to me? Let's hear the song. Let's see. Dun, dun. It'd be nice if I could find a song listing Mode Moderne. Where'd you put your songs here? Okay, so let's just hear the title track from the album Strange Bruises. That would be song number one. And there we go. So I am Anita B. This here is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
away, and the one that's in the way, I just wanna keep you in the dark. At wings distance from my heart, and I get to be the one that got away with it. Told you I can be distant without even going away. Then you could miss me and not have to notice I stay. If I keep you in the dark, where you'll always have to guess if I'm giving you my heart or just taking off my. Get away with it. There's two kinds of women you let in your life. Exciting new mistress and boring old wife. There's the one that got away and the one that's in the way. Got away with it.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts downtown at
212 Productions, Beach Street Records, Blim, Dream Apparel, The Fall Tattooing, The Kiss Store, Heart and Soul Clothing Inc., Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Scratch Records, Vinyl Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and Zoo Shop.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
Down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
I knew I had a problem, but I didn't know what to do about it.
I tried counting calories, I took pills, eating and eating, and then more eating.
I really wanted to stop, but nothing could make me stop.
At one point, it was so bad that I just felt like giving up.
I felt so alone.
Like nobody else could possibly understand.
We understand. We're Overeaters Anonymous, and we have helped thousands of people just like you. People who want to stop their compulsive eating and start living a healthy, rewarding life.
Overeaters Anonymous, help me get my life back.
Now I eat in a way that's healthy and good for me.
I never realized what I was missing out on.
With OA, I am living again and loving it.
start living the life you deserve with help from Overeaters Anonymous. Find us on the web at oa.org.
Apologize for that, folks. Sorry about that. I hit the wrong button. Yes. Anyways, I guess that was that for that song. So you were listening to the very professional Anita B here at CITR. I am muddling through my show here, which is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And let me tell you who we just heard. I might as well just go there. We heard William Shatner cover the U2 song called In a Little While. Now, here's the thing. In a little while, my show will be over. That would be 48 minutes. And I say that because I am running ragged here. I'm like trying my hardest to like get this SoCan log sheets filled out, plus my radio log or my regular playlist. And I'm just like barely getting it all done. And anyways, it's all good. It's all good. We do this only every so often, this SoCan recording, like radio log thing. So if I'm sounding kind of crazy, it's because I am, but that's okay. It is 7:13. This show's called Sam Squanch's Hardaway. This is where we listen to Canadian music. So, for example, I'll be honest with you. I love William Shatner. I think he's awesome. You too. I'm not a huge fan. And so, but William Shatner has this new album out. It's called Seeking Major Tom. And because I'm barely getting all this paperwork done between songs, I just literally put the CD on and I rolled the dice. I turned the knob there and I came up with, song number three, which happened to be featuring Lyle Lovett, which is that in a little while U2 cover song. And I'm kind of like, oh man, I played U2. I've just in such a rush here. I mean, there's so many good songs on this compilation. It's a two CD compilation, two disc. And there's like Major Tom, you've got Space Oddity, you've got Rocket, well, not like Rocket Man, but you've got Walking on the Moon. What else do you have? Bohemian Rhapsody. Like, I'd much rather hear that than that song I just played. So I'm sort of apologizing here. Get the CD. It's awesome. William Shatner, he talks his way through all these songs. That's his way of covering songs. He's the lovable Captain James T. Kirk. We all love William Shatner. I don't know anyone who doesn't. He does those Priceline commercials, or at least he used to. And there you go. That's the story behind that. So, all right. What did we hear before that? Oh, we heard some Carolyn Mark, and we heard the song The One That Got Away. Now, that song from Carolyn Mark is actually, I found that one on a compilation put out by Mint Records. Now, if I could only find it. Oh, here it is. It is called We. It's a Team Mint sampler. And that was released, I don't know, about four or five years ago. And Carolyn Mark is one of 16 songs on it. It's very good. All right. Now, before Carolyn, we heard Ashtray Boy. Now, these guys are awesome. Let me start by saying that. And Ashtray Boy are a band who made their home in Vancouver, and I say made as in the past tense. I don't think they're around anymore. They could be in another form or in another city, and I say that because they have existed, I think, in San Francisco as well as either New Zealand or Australia. I think it's Australia though. So they're a really good band, and we heard the song Arrivederci Baby from their album, which is called The Euro. That's right, The Euro. All right. Before that, I think I told you, we heard Mode Modern. All right, I'm kind of keeping up, folks. I have half more of this show to continue to do this nuttiness. And in the meantime, I have found myself a nice long song. Now, if I can only find the song. Hold on, folks. I'm here. I think I'm going to be playing us some music from Map Makers. Yeah, I think so. If I can only find the CD cover. Hold on. Yes, this is music from Map Makers. And the song is called Steph and Andy. Haha, folks, I have found me a 6 minute and 16 second song. Whew. All right, the song is called Steph and Andy. And these guys were out of Toronto. And you can find them on a compilation put out by Grenadine Records called Syrup and Gasoline Volume 2. And I actually saw them play live back at a North by Northeast show. We shared stages, my band and that band. And they're really nice guys and they're really good. So anyways, here we go. Without much further ado, let's listen to some music for Map Makers on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
check out Socialacious on Sunday nights at midnight. CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca, delivering you the illest trip-hop, hip-hop, electro swing, and all the dirty beats. Your hosts, Sprocket Doyle and Skads One. Stay sexy.
What business are you in?
What's the first?
Dog, eat dog, give and take, take and give, and hands that feed a man's gotta make a living. Charcoal barbecue, station wagon, nice dream, selling cigarettes and men's magazines and ice cream. There's all kinds of hunger pains, enzymes, hormones, 500 flavors, hard drugs, and pornos. You want it, I got it, low life, high strung. I just wanna watch the game and get fat and die young. I go to church, pay my taxes, smile nice, won't swear, don't understand your needs, and frankly, I don't care. He wants to be a cowboy, she wants to be an actress. I just wanna stash some money under my mattress. Wine and candy, fine and dandy, old and proper unity. Community, be damned to see a golden opportunity. Women with hips and brains that is scrounging for tips and chains. Ships and planes, high heel shoes and whipping chains. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash, wash the dirty. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash, wash the dirty. Mail order fantasies, glamour for shipment. Got a good eye for beauty and some camera equipment. My sister's friends call me Mr. Lens, I'm focused. The girl next door becomes a goddess like Hocus Pocus. Studio lights and bondage gear hangs on coat hooks. Descriptions of fetishes written down in some notebooks. The customer's always right, even if you say it's wrong. I don't ask questions and the girls just play along. Venus and furs, black nylon, go-go boots. There's always an exuberant mood on the photo shoots. Handcuffs and harnesses, whatever else it pleases. Plus some 8mm films with some strip teases. Two pretty girls in broad daylight, they might play fight, tie each other up if the pay's right. Senators and next door neighbors, it's a funny biz. Not saying that I like it, it's just where the money is. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash, wash the dirty. Flashy flash, watch the birdie. Trashy trash, wash the dirty. Tore up the rule book, flaunted convention. Undaunted, drew some unwanted attention. Weirdos and do-gooders, big shots and minimals. Women with serious problems and criminals. 50,000 names on the mailing list. Estimated, under attack, being tested and investigated. Juvenile delinquency, my ass, what is this shit? Fought by some of the same men that I do business with. They focus on the negatives, treating us like common crooks. I'm an artist, goddammit, they said the same thing about comic books. Who could have guessed it? Created a mob scene. The demand is undeniable, they say it's obscene. Spread eagle, American beauty, stranger and splendid. Major offended, naked as nature intended. Leaves a bad taste in some people's mouths, maybe bitter. Don't want your manure, I'm an entrepreneur, not a babysitter.
Dirty.
Oh.
Most of those who believe they should stop find it very difficult to do so. They find it's become a deeply ingrained habit, a habit they can't change. Just because they want to. I know about these things because I've been through them. We invite you now to listen, and we wish you every success.
However, as a beginner, it's best to just kill everyone as fast as you can by using the pump.
Yeah.
Folks, you can't help but love that. That is Kid Koala from his 2000 vinyl 10-inch entitled Emperor's Main Course in Cantonese. That song was the title track. So that was called, no, actually it was called Emperor's Main Course. And like I said, the it was from the 10-inch vinyl Emperor's Main Course in Cantonese, right? You with me? It was released in 2000. So that was 12 years ago already. And the funny thing, if you didn't notice, the deal behind that song is that it's basically a sample of a man reading off a Chinese restaurant menu. Yeah. And Kid Koala is of Chinese descent. Originally from Montreal, yeah, did his schooling in Montreal, and I do believe his last couple of years of high school. Oh, wait, I lied. No, I lied. He's from here. No, he is from Vancouver. Then he did his last couple of years of high school in the States. I want to say someplace on the East Coast, like Maryland, possibly, don't quote me. Then he relocated to Montreal, where I think he went to McGill and got his teacher diploma to teach elementary school. And I don't know where he is now exactly. I mean, who knows? He could be in Montreal probably. But a very fascinating guy. Very cool guy. You cannot not love Kid Koala. So there you go. All right. Now I'm trying to keep all this stuff up. I'm not caught up. But anyways, that was Kid Koala, and I say that because I'm filling out two radio logs here. One for our lovely SoCan. All right, so Kid Quill. Then we had Buck 65 prior to that, and now I can tell you right now, it was Richard Turfrey and Paul Murphy who wrote all the songs on that album by Buck 65, which is called, I have it right here, Situation. We heard the song Shutterbuggin'. Let me write that down while I'm here. I wrote it down on my other list, Shutterbuggin', with one of those little marks. All right, good. Holy Val is here. Val. It's, as you know, it's our SoCan radio log day plus our typical regular playlist day. Plus, we also have to do our, I forgot to tell the listening audience, all two of you, that I also have to fill out this other list. And it shows, you know, what time I played my CSA or PSA and all this and that. And la, 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 la. So I have 25 more minutes of insanity. And then Val gets to do her thing. That would be Val Cormier, of course. Her show is called Folk Oasis. And hopefully it's more of a mental oasis for her than it is for me. So she's here from 8 until 10. And then, by the way, if you keep listening, which you should, because Caroline M. comes in and she's got her show for an hour starting at 10. It's called Sexy in Van City. And let me tell you, it is a sultry, sweaty kind of summer evening. So I don't know. Maybe it'll get you in the mood. I don't know. All right. So enough of that. Let's just listen to some more Canadian music. What do you guys say? Did I tell you who I am? I'm Anita B. Yeah, my name's Anita B. And this show here is Sam Squanch's Hideaway. In case I forgot to tell you, I don't know. My brain is just a ball of confusion. Ball of confusion. Yes. All right. What should we listen to? Let's move on. Let's hear some new Canadian music. That's why I'm here. Let's hear something from a local band. All right, let's see. Let's hear something from Bend Sinister. They have a new album out. They consist of four boys. Yes, they are. And they are local. And they have a new album called Small Fame. All right, now let's see who. Oh, let me find a long song, folks. It is SoCan Monitoring Week, so I need that extra time. La, 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 la. Let me give you some weather in the meantime. Tomorrow, high of 27. Now, that high of 27, folks, is in the city, so that's nice. Now, if you're in the valley, I think I heard it's a high of 33. Holy free holy, folks, it's sizzling. Speaking of sizzling and cooking, I've been watching, we're about halfway through the entire series of Breaking Bad. Holy free holy is right, let me tell you. If you haven't been watching Breaking Bad, if you have kind of a weak stomach, if you're not really into a lot of sort of conflict, and especially particularly in the beginning, and I haven't seen the end yet. So there's some violence and some just grossa stuff going on, but it's an addictive show. Yeah. You got to watch it. All right. I have found me a 5:16 Bend Sinister song. That would be song number 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Excellent. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Black Magic Woman. Ooh, Black Magic Woman. Now, is it a cover? Or I don't know. I guess I'll have to figure that one out because SoCan needs to know, don't they? All right. I just know it's 5:16. I got to do my work here. It's all good, people. All right. So this here is Bend Sinister. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Demon in disguise. so sweet, she makes a grown man wanna cry. She makes every little boy wanna grow up to be a guy. But looks are deceiving, cause it's so she'll be thieving. She's a demon in disguise. If she puts you in your place, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. Lost the clothes off your back and the soles off your shoes, and you're lying in the street like a piece of meat. She made a fool out of you. She chewed you up and spit you out and left you for the dogs, and now she's laughing at you, old man, while your memory it jogs to the moment you chose to forget, which now you very, 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 very soon regret. She's a black magic
hand. Yeah. Think we're through. You know we're through. You will be angry. Angrier than me. Take the couch. Yeah, take the lamp. You took my life. I'll keep my heart. I will be. It's so much better when you're gone. I can't be myself when I'm around you. Easy, forget it. Take the couch. Yeah, take the lamp. You took my life. I'll keep my heart. Happier than you. Cause it's so much better when you're gone. Cause it's so much better.
Alrighty, folks, let's see who we just heard. All right, we just heard the song So Much Better When You're Gone. Now you're a little bit bitter and jaded, aren't you? Well, no, I guess not. Maybe you're just being honest. It's so much better when you're gone. That's not a love song, is it? All right, so that's Apollo Ghosts. Now, Apollo Ghosts, as I was going through the Apollo Ghosts CD, I was trying to figure out who's the songwriter for Apollo Ghosts. They don't seem to say. So for my SoCan radio log, I just wrote Apollo Ghosts. I don't know. All right, that's the band out of Vancouver, Apollo Ghosts. By the way, my name is Anita B. The show here is called Sam's Grant's Hideaway. We listen to Canadian music. That's what we do. That's what happens until 8 o'clock. Whew. All right, now, before Apollo Ghosts, we heard something from local band Bend Sinister. We kind of heard 1.5 songs because I was too busy typing, so couldn't get it. Anyways. And I did, God forbid, I played all of the second song. Then I'd have to write that down in my radio log, and then I would never get out of here. All right, so we heard Black Magic Woman. That was the name of the song from the Bend Sinister album entitled Small Fame. Yes. All right. By the way, we heard that at 7:39. I had to log that too. All right, Kid Koala was in there before that. I like that song a lot. Emperor's Main Course. Now, I think I told you guys that. So we have about 10 and a half minutes or so until I'm done. And I guess I might as well bid you all adieu. I will be back, actually, not for another 4 weeks. So this show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is every second Wednesday. So in theory, I would be back on, so today's the 15th, I think. So I'll be back on the 29th, but I'll be in Windsor, Ontario, which is my hometown, visiting the family. Wish me luck with my two kids. And I'm flying with them. Yeah, Vancouver into Detroit with my two children. One will be seven by that time. Her birthday's coming up on Sunday. So happy birthday, my little coconut. That's my Coral Ava. She'll be seven this Sunday. I can't believe how long it's been. And then Dexter, little Dexie, sexy Dexie, he's four. So I'll be flying with him. Then we're actually heading on down to Tennessee and Kentucky. My husband will be joining us in a few days later. And we'll be reenacting our, well, that sounds kind of gross. reenacting our 10-year wedding anniversary, but the children will be there too with us. So we're going down on a mini, we went on like a little mini honeymoon back leaving the day after we got married, which was, we got married on August 31st, 10 years ago. And so we'll be heading back down to Gatlinburg and going to Dollywood, which I'm very excited about. Never been there. Dollywood, if you're not aware, is a giant commercially fun, like, amusement park. I love those kinds of things in sort of the heart of Americana. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And but I will be back after all that. I'll be back for the next show. So I'll be away in 2 weeks. I'll have somebody fill in, and then I'll be back 2 weeks after that, if that makes sense. Yes. So I suppose I'll be back teaching. I'll be back in the saddle again, back in the workforce. Ugh, I've been having such a nice, lovely summer. I can't even think about it. No, I really can't. No, I don't want to. So I won't. So let's just move on. Let's listen to some more Canadian music. Brastronaut. Why not? Let's listen to some Brastronaut. I can never say them properly. Brastronaut. I want to say Brastronaut, but it doesn't work. Brastronaut. All right. Local guys, local band. They have a new album out. Look at this one. It was actually recorded and mixed by Colin Stewart at The Hive. By the way, so was that, I think this last one, Apollo Ghosts. Let me just double check here. Where is that CD cover? I do believe that was recorded at The Hive. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Ben Sinister also. Let me just double check this. I think so. No, that one wasn't. But I have played a few CDs tonight that have been recorded at The Hive. And that's good old Colin. Now, Jesse Gander, I don't know if he's still at The Hive, but I know Colin for sure is recording. My band recorded there way back when. That would be Clover Honey back in the day. We recorded at The Hive, which is out in Burnaby. So it's kind of where all the cool kids do their recording around here, isn't it? All right, I'm going to stop talking. Let's listen to some Brastronaut. New album, it's called Mean Sun. And I don't mean, well, they, I don't know, it's obviously double entendre. Mean Sun, S-U-N, but could it mean Mean Sun? I don't know. All right, let's listen to a good long one so I can do all my work here. Ooh, let's listen to the first song. It's called Bounce. That sounds good to me. And until I'm back in 4 weeks, have yourselves a lovely end of summer. And let the sun shine. This is Mean Sun from Brastronaut. The song is Bounce on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
slightly. I do believe in symmetry, but it's hard to see when we're living so awkwardly. The love grew slow like coral reefs beneath the mellow waves of a warming ocean. And left behind the static lines of home to design the new horizon.
All right, I'm back, and I shouldn't be. I'm playing with a computer here. This is CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm hitting buttons, and there's this crazy lag here at the station. So I will just talk until I figure out what I can do. Oh, there we go.
Well-known pimp.
Yes.
Narcotics king. Big-time racketeer. Back in full force.
This could be one of the big moments in your life. Don't make it your last.
Look, this thing might be bigger than even we think it is.
Do you need an upgrade?